from my perspective, I'm my interest would be to follow up with the wiki content and check that out and see where I might, you know, get involved with that, as well as maybe a representative from the College of Education.
That would be wonderful, yeah.
To get connected.
I'll take your
call. At some point, I know I have gotten emails about
that. I only have one copy left. Why don't I give it to you?
I'll
send it. Also, on the website, all of these things on the website. Okay. The report and all that sort of thing.
Because, again, as several people have said, we have this history of multiple efforts focused on the same thing, and it just weakens.
In fact, that's exactly what the provost said. He said, look, there are all these pockets of people over the university doing the same thing. He said, it's like a 1,000 point of light without the connecting circuit.
Let's put them together into a torch.
Put them together and make them exactly.
It's 1,000 points of little candles.
Oh, little candles.
So we want to create a big light.
So he wanted to make sure that we had.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. At a much smaller scale, we have, I have a faculty member that has been working with two African universities, Ghana and Nigeria, and she's been over several times working with them and has, kind of scared to say it, but I think some arrangements with them on delivering materials for an African and African American study course, but has no way. She's come to me several times saying, well, how can we make this happen?
Right.
And had no mechanism to be able to do that. So, I mean, there's probably a number of opportunities within the College of Arts and Architecture. I mean, you have a lot of international dealings with the arts, landscape architecture, and architecture. I mean, you have very large aspects that go overseas.
Is this Grace?
Grace Hampton.
Is she connected?
Oh, Grace Hampton, yes. As a matter of fact, I did link Grace Hampton up with some of my colleagues at the Barnard. She was there just a few months ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's been back and forth a number of times.
In fact, she wanted to bring the perspective of arts into this and as an expression or information dissemination or something of that nature, you know, which I think is wonderful.
Yeah, and it's just trying to get some legs within our college to be able to support something like that and build that into kind of the mission of the e-learning institute.
Right. I forgot to mention College of Liberal Arts. If I would now have joint appointees, I would be appointed with College of Liberal Arts.
I mean, that is something that I know we would like to explore further. And
well, I'll give you a copy of my card, and then I'm sure we can. If I meant to give it to Wayne, but I'll send one to Wayne by website. Open, free information, right? So that's the best way to do it, you know. So, but it's amazing. I think one of the things that you mentioned is economic model, and that has engaged and has to engage our research. In other words, how does Pensate fund? What do we do with? I think the last few years of our work here has demonstrated that there's actually a pot of resources that can be used to do this kind of thing, if you're really willing to do it. USAID is one. In fact, USAID has approached us a couple of times. USAID, they recognize at this point, or at least majority of them recognize that whatever model they have doesn't work. So they're actually looking for for different models. And the reason they came to that recognition is because the Congress was asking them the question, we gave you all these billions of dollars, whatever, to do something in Africa. Now, Africa is worse, more than before. What did you do with the money? So they were scrambling to see what could be done. In fact, they sent representatives to our symposium, and now they are trying to learn from us. In fact, they just wanted one of the first projects in Ghana in this program with us to try to do something with the small scale gold miners in Ghana. You know, so I think if we have a broad-based program that involves the work campus, the number of colleges, and what we are trying to do here, I think we'll find a lot of audience for them. Also, we have the six foundations that put together $200 million package. That's one of the reasons why Gary Miller and I came together. That's looking for ways of doing things better in Africa. Now, the last go-round, they had $100 million, and they poured this money into all kinds of things, just like USAID almost. Okay? I don't think they found a lot of result in that by their own confession. And they think, wow, this model of partnership might be better. So I think if we can approach them with the Commonwealth of Learning as a resource, World Campus, and what we are doing, I think we stand a good chance of getting a big chunk of that money to be able to do this. So it's not like we are just doing things. There are resources to be used. So, as you said, it's not a zero-sum game at all. You know, like I said, my college invests, you know, half a million, maybe one quarter to three quarters of $350,000 a year. And now, over 3 year period, we now have a research project totaling more than $6 million in the college, just because of this project. In addition to that, the partnership also is not just with the African universities, by the way, it's also with select HBCUs. One of the things we are planning, my college has been way underrepresented by a minority over the last 20 years, and they've done all kinds of things that didn't work. Over the last 2 years, the increase in enrollment of minority in my college is like this. And again, the hook is Africa.
Excellent. We've got a few minutes. I guess we could go a few different ways. We can elicit. Okay, fantastic.
I like the idea that you said building up funds going through the IC. That one of the things that may be necessary is to integrate something that helps African students to understand the e-learning environment. So maybe that may be some kind of program that is woven into the ICDF program from World Campus's point of view. You know, Dr. Ma was also saying something we could do online. Because if it's something that we can continue where everybody's still in their own geographic locations, they have to be helped to understand this new environment. And so that might be some kind of a foundation program that's
I think it's a great idea.
One of the things that was boiling in my mind, speaking from an advising standpoint, I'm an advisor in student services, is where might our students get involved? They're all around the world. They have the experience of learning. And I know that many of them might be eager to participate in some type of project related to this. So one of my star students actually right now is a missionary in Senegal. And he's just a superstar student, and he might actually have some insight actually from his experiences of doing distance learning from, you know, Africa. He was originally in Ivory Coast in Liberia, and then he got shuttled away. But it was, I think using our students as a resource, giving them also an activity as World Campus students to participate in something important and feel a better sense of belonging with the university. It's also
supporting an initiative,
supporting an initiative for Penn State, giving them some kind of ownership. You know, is something that I've been thinking about recently, and this might be an approach to
do. And Michael, our World Campus students are all experienced professionals. They're adults who have been out in the world doing things. So while we have service learning projects for undergraduates, the level at which our people would be able to both contribute and learn would be, I think, at several levels above
that
the typical service
and
learning
one way to
project.
Do this is to maybe incorporate at a very basic and inexpensive level, you know, our own equivalent of sometimes maybe a
freshman
seminar.
Exactly. I was thinking the same thing. I wouldn't even teaching assistants and virtual teaching assistants.
Have you taught one of those?
Which one?
That's
what I'm teaching right
now.
I think it's the best thing I've ever done since my 22 years of practice.
It's
teaching
a lot
this
different, but it's exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting. These students are really very bright. Until they get with the senior year, then you know. So, but I really like the idea a whole lot. I mean, that's something I've never thought about. But it's
really to get the students involved, I think, to give them our currently enrolled students an incentive to participate with the university on a project from their own backgrounds, their own resources. It also then gives us, in, you know, I'm going to switch into my academic mode. I'm a political economist.
Oh, I see.
So to get the, you know, to give them an incentive to continue working with the university, paying their tuition.
Absolutely.
And having that continuity evolve over time.
I think it will be mutually beneficial. That's an enormous resource already there, distributed all over the place. So, in fact, in as much as I love technology and I think it's one of another, I still think interaction with human beings is still very important. So, blended learning.
And it's amazing. And yeah. It's like I have three of the students I advise all living in the Los Angeles area. They have all met each other through their classes, and now they get together and they meet.
It's amazing.
And they study together. And,